Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, January 17th, 2012, and this is Los Angeles Council 12 volunteer John Goff reporting. Straight up and to the point, the signing bonus provides an upfront payment for flight attendants upon ratification of this tentative agreement. It was our negotiation committee's job in the final stages of expedited mediation to ensure, as per your mandate, to protect and enhance our terms of employment while pushing management beyond what they were prepared to put on the table with regard to the economic components of a new agreement. This tentative agreement accomplishes that delicate balance, the smart way, centered on our steadfast position that flight attendants will not pay for the raises or signing bonuses by trading off other provisions of our contract before promptly moving on to the next round of negotiations. It's easy to achieve retro with a 2.5% wage increase. However, that course of action is self-defeating, and we demanded that this agreement include significant compensation improvements upfront and immediately. We encourage you to review an MEC president letter posted on our website today that discusses the reasons why our tentative agreement contains a signing bonus instead of retro pay in detail. As we previously have reported, many of the 2012 health insurance plans have new group and individual numbers. This includes the Blue Cross Blue Shield, or BCBS, traditional PPO plan. In the past, your individual number was your United employee file number. Due to the merger with Continental and the ability of Continental employee groups to now choose to enroll in BCBS plans, United/BCBS have assigned new individual numbers to all participants in the BCBS traditional PPO plan. All participants should have been mailed a new insurance card at the beginning of 2012. This new card has the new group number as well as your new individual number. You need these new numbers to access and register the BCBS website Blue Access. For those who did not receive a card in the mail for the BCBS traditional PPO plan, please contact BCBS at 1-800-535-9825 to access your 2012 group plan and individual identification numbers. This also will allow you to go to Blue Access, log in, and print a current 2012 card for use with a medical provider. If you have used Blue Access in the past, you must re-register using your new group and participant number to access the 2012 information. If you use Blue Access with your previous login information, you will access 2011 information only. Just above the login area on the homepage of the Blue Access website, there is a banner stating, "Before logging in, please click here to review important information about your account." Click on this red Important Information banner for more information and instructions about 2012 logins. Recently, we have been informed by United employees enrolled in the Blue Cross Blue Shield HMO of Illinois that have been errantly issued a certificate of creditable coverage showing a coverage termination date of December 31st, 2011. Please disregard this certificate. United will be sending a letter to all plan participants regarding the errant issue of this certificate. We also have been informed that Aetna Select of Minnesota issued insurance cards with an error for copayments. The amount for a specialist copayment was incorrect. The copayment amount was corrected and the new ID cards were issued the first week of January. The information on the Benefits Center, AON/Hewitt, your benefits resource website, is correct and the Aetna system was updated. More information is available through the useful website section of our website. In less than 2 weeks, the Winter Master Executive Council meeting will take place just prior to the annual AFA Board of Directors in Los Angeles. Most local councils are conducting local meetings between now and the meetings in Los Angeles to solicit your input on the business being conducted at the meeting. Make plans to attend a local council meeting and be sure to provide feedback to your local council president. If you cannot attend the meeting, take a moment to make a call or send an email to your local president. Well, that's all for this evening, folks. Thanks for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together and do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.